The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you. It is such a privilege to welcome all of you to the program. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, I begin with what I believe is good news. Our state government, I think, is in pretty good hands. I don't agree with everything that Governor Mike DeWine has done since he has become governor, and I'm certain I won't agree with everything he does through the rest of his term. But he is strong pro-life. He signed into law the heartbeat bill, and for the most part, I have been very pleased with his leadership. And then there's our Ohio Attorney General, Dave Yost, who was our state auditor before that, did what I believe is an incredible job. Dave Yost is a strong conservative, a solid follower of Christ, an unashamed Christian. He is not ashamed of his walk with Christ. And so far, I think he's done an excellent job as Attorney General. And I believe that he is on the right side of a case that's going to be going to the Supreme Court. Here is a news release. Late last week, Republican Attorney General Dave Yost announced that he will join a U.S. Supreme Court case on whether federal civil rights laws protect LGBTQ employees from workplace discrimination, and that Ohio would be siding with the states that think they do not. Now, obviously, you know this is an uphill battle because the liberal left portrays this as discrimination. It's not discrimination. It's common sense and traditional morality. Obviously, not everybody's happy about it. Several Democratic lawmakers in Ohio are protesting, among them Senator Nikki Antonio, Democrat from Lakewood, Ohio, is quite upset. State Senator Antonio said, "Our attorney general has entered into weighing in support of a push to discriminate against a group of people. That is appalling." Well, Senator Antonio is one of those that has tried for several years to pass what they call Ohio's Fairness Act. Now, what the Ohio Fairness Act would do if it ever becomes law, and I hope it doesn't, would discriminate against businesses that are run by Christians, would discriminate against Christian schools, evangelical churches. It would force employers, churches, Christian schools to hire people that the school, the Christian school, the church, or the Christian employer has a religious conviction about. So anyway, it is not about fairness. It is special rights for a tiny percentage of the population. The Antonio said, Yost's decision to file a friend of the court brief has left her puzzled, and she has written him a letter about that. Why in the world would we put effort into taking away rights from people than working to open the circle and include everyone? Now, please remember, and of course you folks know this, those that talk most about inclusion practice it the least. Those who talk most about tolerance practice it the least. Aaron Baer, our friend with Citizens for Community Values, has spoken out in support. Aaron said this, Attorney General Dave Yost is standing up for what the law is, not for what some political activists want it to be. When Title VII was passed, it's very clear that sex means male or female. And what you have today is you have a handful of activists trying to redefine words that Congress passed to achieve their political victories. Now, Aaron Baer has put his finger on the ultimate issue of this court before the Supreme Court. The ultimate issue when this case comes before the Supreme Court is, can the government redefine sex as something more than male and female? Can government entities, whether it's a city, a county, a state, or the federal government, can a government by fiat redefine gender, sexuality? Can a government invent new genders that have never been known since the history of mankind? In other words, can government go against settled science and out of thin air, based on nothing more than feelings and emotion, can government redefine sexuality as something other than male and female? That is the ultimate issue in this case before the Supreme Court. Ohio is among 15 states, all Republican-dominated, joining the Trump administration in arguing that the Federal Civil Rights Act does not protect LGBTQ people from workplace discrimination. 21 Democratic states and the District of Columbia have filed briefs opposing that. The case will be argued before the U.S. Supreme Court coming up on October 8th. Another extremely important case coming before the Supreme Court in a very short period of time. If this case had come to the Supreme Court 3 years ago, absolutely, I think all of us know exactly how it would be decided, and it would be decided that, of course, the government can make up out of the air new genders. I don't think so now. I think under the current makeup of the Supreme Court, I don't have confidence, but I have at least some optimism that the Supreme Court will rule constitutionally and practically. Again, this is a very, very important case, and I am thrilled that our state government, under the direction of Mike DeWine, because I'm certain that Dave Yost, our attorney general, would not be filing this friend of the court brief without the consent of the DeWine camp. So I am very proud that we here in Ohio are on the right side of this Supreme Court case. It will be heard October 8th. Those are the oral arguments. It will probably be next summer, probably May or June, before we actually know how the Supreme Court decides. And who knows? The makeup of the Supreme Court could change dramatically between now and then. There are a couple of very elderly members of the Supreme Court. And I'm not wishing ill on anyone. I'm just being very practical. Who knows? In a year? Yeah, it is not probable, but it's very possible. Donald Trump might nominate another Supreme Court justice. We'll see. So I want to keep you informed on that. But again, Ohio and our Attorney General Dave Yost is on the right side.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, here's the latest in the federal government, state government, city government, and the opioid crisis. It seems that the federal government and several states have determined that the ultimate problem in the opioid crisis are the people who make the drugs. Now, I am not set on this. I don't have strong opinions. I just have a gut feeling that this is not going to answer the problem. I just don't think. It seems to be, and this is just me. I could be completely wrong, and maybe I am. Maybe I am. But when we have a crisis, whether it's mass shootings or whether it's the opioid crisis, the overdoses, the epidemic of opioid overdoses and deaths, the public begins shouting, "Do something!" to government. Just do something! You got to do something! If you'll remember, after the shooting over in Dayton, Governor DeWine was there to speak to the people and try to bring some comfort and to express his personal sympathy. And while he was trying to speak, he was shouted down by people just shouting, "Do something!" "Well, what?" "Oh, we don't know, but you're the government. And so you fix it. So do something." I think often people in government, under enormous pressure from their constituents, we got to do something. Well, what are we going to do? Let's find somebody to blame. With the gun thing, it's the gun manufacturers. You know, they're to blame. And so we got to restrict gun sales, and it's not the people who use them. It's the people who sell them. It's the people who make them. That's why we've seen all of these lawsuits against gun manufacturers. Now, have you ever heard of anybody bringing lawsuits against the automobile industry? More people die in automobile accidents every year than drug deaths or gun deaths. More people die in auto accidents. So why don't we sue all of the car companies? Blame. I think you get what I mean. And I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe these people really are evil. Maybe, you know, they sit around in their big expensive offices and say, how can we get people hooked on our drugs? I kind of find that hard to believe, but maybe they do. I don't know. But anyway, here is the story. OxyContin maker negotiating settlement worth a reported $12 billion. And let me try to summarize this. Purdue Pharmaceutical, which is the company that makes OxyContin, Purdue Pharma and the thousands of state and local governments suing the maker of OxyContin over the nation's deadly opioid crisis are negotiating a $10 billion to $12 billion settlement under which the Sackler family, evidently this is the family that owns Purdue Pharma, would give up ownership of the company. Under the proposal, the Sackler family would contribute $3 billion of their own money toward the total, and the company would file Chapter 11 bankruptcy, transform itself into a public beneficiary trust, with all profits from drug sales going to the plaintiffs. At least this is what the New York Times is reporting. In addition, Purdue Pharma would supply its addiction treatment drugs free to the public, and they would sell another pharmaceutical company and so on and so forth. Now, here's what I'm gathering. And again, I am not a legal expert. I'm not an expert on anything. But it seems that there are so many people filing these lawsuits. 2,000 individual lawsuits in a class action lawsuit against this company that makes OxyContin. All right? And by the way, no, I won't even go into that. All right, forget that. There are so many lawsuits that the owners of the company have concluded there's no way we're going to survive. So we've made our money. We're very wealthy. We've made our money. And so we're just going to throw in the towel. We're going to file for bankruptcy. We'll let the business go out of business, and we'll just move on. The company released this report. Quote, Purdue believes a constructive global resolution is the best path forward, and the company is actively working with the state attorneys general and other plaintiffs to achieve this outcome. So in other words, we're not going to win. We might as well just give up. And, okay, there's going to be a whole lot of money coming out of this, $12 to $13 billion. Will individuals be helped? Probably not. Will a company that actually produces medications that are beneficial, if used properly, will go out of business? Probably. Will the opioid crisis be diminished? Probably not. Because other drugs are going to come in from out of the country. I don't know. It seems to me, this is a government shakedown of a company because people are screaming and yelling, do something. Is it really going to help anything? Kind of doubt it. But a lot of people are going to feel good, and a whole bunch of attorneys are going to get very wealthy.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.